You were Peter Saldua's last therapist, weren't you? You started treating him, what, 18 months ago? Probably just a few weeks before you talked your wife into all that plastic surgery.
Excuse me?
Saldua wanted to fix himself. Dr. Jessup was his first attempt. You were his second. It's quite a bit of luck, that. You, a man with a wife he wanted dead, stumbling across him. A man with an obsessive personality and a history of violence. The only problem was, of course, Amy didn't fit his victim profile, did she? Well, you accounted for that by pressuring her to alter her appearance until she did.
Mr. Holmes, right? We met the other day.
The pill vial from Saldua's home came from you. Sample from the hospital, no doubt. Almost impossible to trace. He thought he was taking a tranquilizer, but it wasn't, was he? He was taking a steroid. We were whipping him into a killing frenzy. A frenzy that only made him more and more confused, more violent. More likely to give in to his terrible compulsions.
I never even heard the name Peter Saldua until the police told me he was the man who killed Amy.
Bollocks! I imagine that you tricked your meeting in odd places at odd times, so you'd never be seen together. And then when the time was right, you took advantage of his job as a delivery man to place him in Amy's orbit. You arranged for flowers to be sent to the house once a week. Because you needed him to see her, you needed him to become obsessed with her. You loaded him with a weapon. Then you pointed him squarely at your own wife.
You're insane.
Oh, he was insane, Doctor! You took advantage. And then after you'd murdered him, made it look like a suicide, you took his phone. Why? Well,